Ever wished you could just like snap your fingers and all that paper would vanish?
Poof.
Like magic.
Haha.
Well, today we're diving deep into going paperless. And trust me, it's a lot more exciting than it sounds.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking at this article from PDF Guru. They're all about digital documents. And we're going to see what we can learn from them.
Right.
So if you're like a tech genius or just sick of losing receipts in that like bottomless pit you call a purse or a backpack,
Yeah.
get ready. We're going to streamline your life.
Right.
And hey, maybe even save a few trees while we're at it.
You know, it's amazing how going paperless has gone from like this fringe idea to something everyone is doing all over the world. Companies are realizing it's not just good for the environment, it's good for business. Faster communication, easier to work together. And let's be honest, who wants to keep all those filing cabinets around?
I used to think it was mostly about being eco-friendly, which is great, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But this PDF Guru article, they really emphasize how much more efficient it is. Imagine you close deals faster because you're not waiting for contracts in the mail. Or picture this, you need a specific receipt from like months ago. Instead of digging through a mountain of paper, you just type in a keyword and boom, there it is.
And that's just the beginning. Think about security. Paper documents, they can get lost, damaged, even stolen. But with digital files, you can back everything up safely online. And you can control who sees sensitive information. Peace of mind, you know?
Totally. Okay, let's talk about that feeling of like paper chaos that everyone has. Bills piled up on the counter, receipts everywhere, it never ends.
It's a struggle.
PDF Guru, they have a solution. The Scan Guru app.
Oh, yeah.
You can use it to turn any paper document into a digital file in seconds.
Wow.
Think of it as your secret weapon against clutter.
I like that.
And once those files are digital, you could put them in folders, tag them, and even search the text inside them. No more frantically searching through drawers.
Oh, the dream.
So, are they the only option out there? What about other tools?
PDF Guru has some great features, but you're right, there are a ton of options. One area that's really exploded is digital note-taking. There are apps for everyone, from people who like just the basics to those who love adding pictures and drawings to their notes. Have you tried any of those apps?
Oh, for sure. I actually spent way too much time recently checking out all the different apps. Notion is my go-to for like organizing my whole life, but I've also been messing around with OneNote. It's great for handwritten notes, especially if you've got a tablet, one of those stylus things. There really is something for everyone.
And what's cool is a lot of these apps, even the one PDF Guru talked about, have really powerful annotation features. You can highlight text, add comments, even draw directly on PDFs. It changes how you understand and engage with information.
It's like active reading, but on a whole new level. Speaking of engaging, let's talk contracts. I remember the days of printing, signing, scanning, mailing. Talk about a time suck.
Tell me about it.
PDF Guru says you can sign a PDF in seconds with their e-signature feature. Is that even possible? And more importantly, are e-signatures even legal?
They are completely legal. Technology has come a long way. And now e-signatures aren't just faster and easier, they're recognized legally and really secure in most places.
You can like close deals instantly because you're not waiting for signatures to go back and forth.
Exactly.
It's like a superpower for paperwork. Love it. But even with all these digital tools, I still print things sometimes. Is there a way to slowly reduce paper use without going completely cold turkey?
I think that's a great point. Going paperless is a journey. It's not about being perfect right away. Start with small things that make a big difference. For example, go for electronic bills and statements whenever you can. Not only will it declutter your life, but it's usually easier to manage your finances online anyway.
Makes sense. Small steps, big impact. But I'm still feeling a little overwhelmed. Like, where do you even begin with all that old paperwork?
PDF Guru has an answer for that. Remember that Scan Guru app we talked about? Well, they recommend going through your files and scanning everything you need to keep. Once it's digital, shred the paper copy and you get all that space back.
So it's like a digital decluttering project. I can get behind that. But is it really safe to shred everything? What if I need the original paper copy for something?
That's a good question. It's always best to check the rules for your specific country or industry. Some documents might need to be kept in their original form, but for most everyday stuff, digital copies are perfectly fine.
Good to know. So we've talked about digitizing documents, streamlining contracts, and even conquering those paper piles. But what about things we can't eliminate completely? Like, I still get so much junk mail.
Ugh, tell me about it.
Is there any hope for going paperless with that?
You're not alone. Junk mail is everyone's enemy. But you can actually take steps to reduce it.
Oh, really?
Websites like dmetchoice.org let you opt out of certain kinds of marketing mail. And some companies will even let you choose paperless options for catalogs and promotions. It might not eliminate it entirely, but it's a start.
Okay, I'm feeling empowered already. But before we go too deep into the digital world, I have to ask about security. With all these digital files, what's to stop hackers from getting my information?
That's a really important question, and honestly, it's something we should all be thinking about these days. The good news is there are tons of ways to protect yourself. Strong passwords, two-factor authentication, and backing up your data regularly are just a few basic things you can do. And like we said before, storing your files online often comes with extra security measures from the service provider.
So it's like anything else. You take precautions, and you're much less likely to run into problems. But what if, you know, by some cosmic mishap, you accidentally delete an important file? Is it gone forever?
Don't panic. Most cloud storage services have a trash or recently deleted folder where your files hang out for a bit before they're gone for good.
Oh, okay.
So if you act fast, you can usually recover them.
Okay.
And just like we talked about with backups, having multiple copies of important documents in different places can be a lifesaver if your tech melts down.
That is such a relief to know. Okay, we've got the basics of digitizing documents down.
Mm-hmm.
But what about everyday things that feel like they just have to be on paper?
Yeah.
Like, I still use a paper planner for my to-do lists. Is there anything digital that can give me that same feeling of satisfaction when I check things off?
You're not the only one who loves their paper planner.
Okay, good.
There's just something about physically crossing things off a list.
Right.
But the digital world has some pretty awesome alternatives that might surprise you.
Okay, I'm listening. Tell me more about these digital to-do list wonders.
Well, for starters, there are a ton of task management apps where you can create digital to-do lists, set reminders, and even work on them with other people. Some of them even have features that mimic that feeling of checking things off, like with animations or sounds.
Interesting. Any specific apps you would recommend for someone who's used to pen and paper?
There are so many great ones out there. But some popular ones are Todoist, Any.Duo, and Microsoft To-Do. They all have slightly different features, so it's worth checking out a few to see which one you like best.
Okay. This is making me want to ditch my paper planner and embrace the digital world.
Yeah.
But there's one last thing that's bugging me. PDF Guru talks about using thinner paper and reusing paper whenever possible.
Right.
I understand the environmental reasons, but how does that fit with going paperless?
Yeah.
Seems a bit contradictory.
You've got a point. It does seem a little counterintuitive,
yeah.
But I think PDF Guru is recognizing that paper isn't going to disappear completely, even in a digital world.
Right.
There will always be times when printing is necessary, or we just can't avoid it.
So it's about minimizing the impact, even when we can't go totally paperless.
Exactly. It's a change in mindset. Instead of automatically hitting print, we stop and ask ourselves, do I really need a paper copy? Mm. Could I share this electronically? And if we absolutely have to print, we can choose more sustainable options.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. It's about being aware of our choices and making small adjustments that can make a big difference overall.
Absolutely. And you know, it's not just about the paper itself. Think about all the resources that go into producing and shipping paper products. The energy, the water, the emissions from transportation, it all adds up.
Wow, I hadn't thought about all that. That really put things into perspective. So it's clear that going paperless is good for us individually and for the planet. But are there any downsides or challenges that we should be aware of?
It's a good question. And it's important to be realistic about the potential drawbacks.
Mm.
One thing that comes to mind is the reliance on technology. What happens if your computer crashes or your phone dies?
Oh, right.
You need to have a backup plan to access important documents.
Like having physical copies of essential documents, right?
Yeah.
Or making sure everything is backed up securely online.
Exactly. And another challenge is security in the digital world.
Yeah.
As we rely more on digital documents, it's really important to protect ourselves from online threats. We talked about strong passwords and two-factor authentication, but it's also important to watch out for phishing scams and other risky things online.
So it's kind of like locking your doors and windows. You can't completely eliminate risk, but you can take steps to make yourself less vulnerable.
Exactly. And one final thought. Going paperless isn't just about individuals. It's about changing how entire systems work, how we all think about paper. Schools, government agencies, businesses. If everyone tried to use less paper, the impact would be huge.
Yeah. It's like a domino effect.
Right.
One small change can set off a chain reaction of positive changes. Speaking of changes, PDF Guru has this seemingly random tip about putting recycling bins in strategic locations.
Huh.
It seems a bit strange to me. Why is that even in an article about going paperless?
You know, I think it's a smart thing to include. It's a reminder that paper isn't going away completely, even if we're using less of it.
Okay.
And we still need to be responsible about how we get rid of it.
So it's about completing the cycle.
Yeah.
Even if we're not using as much paper, we still need to handle it in a sustainable way.
Exactly. It's about creating a system where we use paper carefully and recycle it properly. And that system involves everyone, from individuals to businesses to governments.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense now. It's amazing how even a small detail can lead to a bigger conversation about sustainability.
That's the beauty of really digging into a topic. We're not just skimming the surface. We're exploring all the connections and nuances.
Exactly. And speaking of exploring, why don't we take a look at how going paperless can affect different parts of our lives?
Sounds good to me. Where should we start?
Well, since we both love podcasts, how about we dive into the world of audio and see how going paperless can change the way we listen to and create audio content?
I'm all for it. Let's turn the page, so to speak, and explore the paperless possibilities of audio. All right, so we're talking audio. And you might be thinking, wait, isn't audio already paperless?
Yeah.
But there are actually a lot of ways to cut down on paper and go digital, even in the world of audio.
I'm curious. Tell me more.
Well, let's start with how we listen to audio. Think about all the paper involved in the old ways of doing things.
Right.
CD booklets, liner notes, even those little paper sleeves for cassette tapes.
Oh, yeah. I think I still have a few of those somewhere.
Uh-huh. But these days, it's all streaming services and digital downloads.
Yeah.
No more giant CD collections or trips to the record store.
And that switch to digital has really cut down on how much paper the music industry uses.
Oh, yeah. It's a big difference. We can listen to millions of songs just by tapping our phones a few times. And we still get all the information like liner notes and artist bios just digitally.
That's true. It's actually easier to find new artists and explore different genres now that everything's right there.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the other side of things?
Yeah.
How can we go paperless when we're creating audio content?
That's where things get really interesting. Think about all the paper that used to be involved in making audio.
Mm-hmm.
Scripts, notes, editing logs, even music scores.
Right. I've seen those studios where the walls are covered in notes and waveforms printed out on these huge rolls of paper.
Exactly. But now with digital audio workstations and online collaboration tools, we don't need most of that paper anymore.
So instead of printing out like a million drafts of a script, you could just share a digital file and make edits together online.
Right. And that's just one example. Digital tools make audio production so much more flexible and efficient. You can use digital audio editors to change the sound, add effects, create smooth transitions, all without having to cut and splice physical tape.
That sounds like a dream come true for audio producers.
It is. But what about people who aren't professional audio engineers? Are there ways to go paperless with everyday audio stuff?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Absolutely. One simple thing is to switch to digital voice recorders.
Oh.
Instead of using paper and pen for notes or brainstorming, most smartphones have voice recording apps. And there are tons of dedicated apps, too.
You know, that's a great point. I'm always scrambling for a pen and paper when I get an idea.
Yeah.
But my phone is always right there.
Exactly. And you can easily share, edit, and organize digital voice recordings. You can even use voice-to-text software to get a written version.
So it's like having a personal assistant who's always ready to capture your thoughts.
Right. And speaking of personal assistants, a lot of smart speakers and virtual assistants have features that help us go paperless with audio.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, you can use voice commands to control your music, set reminders, make shopping lists, even dictate notes or emails, all without using paper.
So instead of writing a grocery list on a scrap of paper, I could just tell my smart speaker to add things to my shopping list as I think of them.
Exactly. And then you can see that list on your phone or computer at the store.
That's super convenient. These virtual assistants are becoming more and more helpful. They're streamlining tasks and reducing our need for paper.
Mm-hmm. They really are. But what about those times when we still have to use paper-based audio stuff, like listening to a CD?
Yeah, that's true.
It shows how important digital accessibility is. Just like we talked about with digital documents, we need to make sure audio content is accessible to everyone, no matter their physical abilities or access to technology.
So what can we do to make audio more accessible?
One important thing is to advocate for transcripts and captions for all audio content.
Yeah.
It helps people who are deaf or hard of hearing, but it also makes audio content easier to search and access for everyone.
I've used transcripts to find specific information in podcasts or to follow along with an audiobook when there's a lot of noise around. It's really helpful.
Right. And it's also important to make sure the controls for audio playback are easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
Things like clear audio cues, keyboard navigation, and making sure audio players work with assistive technologies like screen readers.
So everyone can enjoy and use audio content no matter their abilities or how they choose to access it.
Exactly. And as technology keeps getting better, I think we'll see more and more ways to make audio accessible to everyone.
Okay, let's switch gears for a minute. We've talked a lot about the practical and environmental benefits of going paperless.
Right.
But I'm wondering about how it affects how our brains work. Does interacting with information digitally change the way we learn and remember things?
That's a great question, and it's something researchers are still figuring out. There's some research that suggests reading on screens can lead to less deep processing of information compared to reading on paper.
Oh, interesting. Why is that?
It could be a few things. Screens can be more distracting than paper, with notifications and links tempting us to click away. Mm. And the physical act of turning pages and highlighting on paper might help us engage more deeply with what we're reading.
Yeah, that makes sense. I've definitely found myself just skimming things online without really absorbing the information.
It happens to the best of us.
Are there any ways to get around those challenges and improve our reading comprehension when we're reading digitally?
Absolutely. One thing is to create a distraction-free space for reading.
Okay.
Turn off notifications, close tabs you don't need, maybe even use a text-to-speech app to have the text read aloud.
Oh, that's a good idea. It's like creating your own audiobook.
Exactly. Another helpful thing is active reading.
Okay.
Highlighting key points, taking notes, summarizing as you go.
So you're actively engaging with the text instead of just passively taking it in.
Right. And don't be afraid to read something more than once. Spaced repetition is a great way to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be really helpful for remembering things you read online.
So instead of just reading an article once, I should go back and read it again a few times to really get it into my memory.
That's the idea. And don't underestimate the power of taking breaks.
Good.
Stepping away from the screen can actually help you focus and understand better when you come back to the material.
Those are great tips.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like we need to make a more conscious effort to engage with and remember information when we're reading digitally.
I think that's right. But as we get better at using technology, I think we'll develop new strategies and habits that will make digital reading just as effective. Maybe even more so than reading on paper.
That's an interesting thought. Okay, so we've talked about how going paperless can affect how we consume and create audio content.
Yeah.
But let's zoom out for a second. How is this shift toward a paperless world changing the audio industry as a whole?
It's a good question. And I think it's safe to say the digital revolution has completely changed the audio industry, from how things are produced and distributed to how we consume content and how accessible it is.
Can you give us some examples of how the industry has changed?
Well, digital audio workstations and online collaboration tools have made it a lot easier and cheaper to create high-quality audio.
Mm-hmm.
This has led to a huge increase in the number of independent podcasters, musicians, and audio producers.
So it's giving more people the tools and the opportunity to share their voices and stories.
Exactly. And when it comes to distribution, streaming services have changed everything about how we listen to audio.
Right.
We don't need physical media or stores anymore.
Yeah.
We can listen to tons of music, podcasts, and audiobooks instantly, wherever we are, as long as we have internet.
It's like having a massive library of audio in your pocket.
Exactly. And this move to digital distribution has also created new ways for artists and creators to make money. It lets them connect directly with their audiences.
So everyone wins.
Absolutely. And as technology keeps advancing, I think we'll see even more new ways to create, share, and experience audio in a paperless world.
This is all really fascinating. Okay, so we've covered the impact of going paperless on the audio industry.
Mm-hmm.
But let's bring it back to our listeners.
Right.
What are some practical things they can do in their own lives?
I think the most important thing is to use the digital tools and resources that are available. Switch to streaming services, use digital voice recorders, explore voice-activated assistants. There are so many ways to go paperless with your audio.
And remember what we talked about with accessibility. We should all try to make sure audio content is inclusive and everyone can enjoy it.
Absolutely. And as we keep exploring going paperless, it's important to remember it's not just about the environment.
Yeah.
It's about creating a world that's more efficient, more fair, and more accessible for everyone.
That's a great point. Going paperless is about way more than just saving trees. It's about using technology to build a better future for everyone.
I agree. And as we wrap up this deep dive into the paperless world of audio, I have a question for our listeners to think about.
Okay, I'm all ears. What's the question?
As we become more and more reliant on digital audio, what's going to happen to the way we listen? Will we lose something as we move away from physical things to digital ones? Or will we find new and unexpected ways to connect with sound and with each other?
That's a really thought-provoking question.
Yeah.
And I think we each have to figure out the answer as we navigate this changing world of audio. But one thing's certain. The future of audio is full of exciting possibilities.
Absolutely. And as always, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Have you gone digital with your audio? What are your hopes and concerns for the future of listening? Share your thoughts in the comments, and let's keep this conversation going.
Because the more we share our experiences, the more we can all learn and grow together. And who knows? Maybe one of you will invent the next big thing that will shape the future of audio in a paperless world.
You never know. The future is full of surprises, and I'm excited to see what we all come up with.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. But we'll be back soon with another deep dive into an interesting topic.
Until then, keep listening, stay curious, and make sure your devices are charged up.
And remember, every step you take towards a paperless life, no matter how small, makes a difference. Wow, we've covered so much in this deep dive. From dealing with paper clutter to exploring the digital world of audio, going paperless is really changing everything.
And it's not just about being organized or efficient. It's about making choices that are good for us and good for the planet.
Right. It's a win-win. We simplify our lives, get rid of clutter, and help create a more sustainable future. But what's really stood out to me is how much potential there is for new and innovative ideas in this area.
Absolutely. We're just getting started. Think of all the things we still do with paper that could be done differently.
Like what?
Well, healthcare is a perfect example. We still use so much paper for medical records.
Yeah.
It's inefficient, leads to mistakes, and it's hard to access the information. But imagine if all our medical information was stored securely online where both patients and doctors could access it easily.
That would be a huge improvement. No more waiting for records to be sent or trying to read someone's handwriting.
Exactly. And it would make communication between doctors so much smoother. Better care and better outcomes for everyone.
That's amazing. What other industries could benefit from going paperless?
Education is another big one. Think about all the paper used in schools. Textbooks, worksheets, assignments. It's wasteful and it limits how kids can learn.
Right. What if students use tablets to access digital textbooks that are always up to date and customized for how they learn?
Exactly. And online learning platforms can offer interactive exercises, videos, and personalized feedback. Learning would be much more engaging and effective.
It's exciting to think about all the possibilities, but are there any challenges we might face as we move towards a paperless world?
Of course. One of the biggest is making sure everyone has equal access to technology.
Right. Not everyone has a computer or knows how to use one.
Exactly. We have to make sure no one gets left behind in this transition.
So we need to invest in digital literacy programs, make internet access affordable, and make sure digital tools are accessible to everyone, no matter who they are or where they live.
Exactly. And what about security? If we're using more digital documents and online platforms, how do we keep our information safe?
That's a good point.
We need to use strong passwords, two-factor authentication, and be aware of scams and other threats online.
So just like in the real world, we need to take precautions to protect ourselves in the digital world.
Exactly.
But what about the environmental impact of all this technology? We're just replacing paper with computers and smartphones, aren't we?
It's a valid concern. We have to think about the impact of our digital devices. But remember, paper production also has a big environmental footprint.
Oh, right. All the trees, water, and energy used to make paper.
Exactly. So it's a complex issue. We have to weigh the costs and benefits carefully.
And look for ways to make our technology as sustainable as possible.
Right. And new technologies are emerging all the time, things like biodegradable electronics and using renewable energy to power data centers.
It sounds like the future of going paperless is pretty bright. Technology is advancing, and people are becoming more aware of the benefits.
I think so too. And as we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with a call to action.
Okay, what can our listeners do?
First, start by making small changes in your own life.
Like opting for electronic bills and statements.
Exactly. Embrace digital note-taking and think twice before you print. Every little bit counts.
Those are great, simple steps anyone can take.
And second, don't be afraid to speak up. Advocate for change in your workplace, your community, and even at the government level. Push for policies that support digital adoption and responsible technology use.
So it's about individuals and communities working together to create a more sustainable future.
Absolutely. Going paperless is a journey, not a race. Let's be open to new ideas, celebrate our progress, and keep moving forward.
Well said. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into going paperless. We hope you found it insightful and inspiring.
Remember, every step you take toward a paperless life is a step towards a better future. See you next time.